to complain that I'm a member of the industry.
Search for for new friends. And in those days, we're talking early 2000s, there was this website called ICQ. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. But it was just where you can randomly search for people. So I was chatting with people all over the world, you know, and obviously hearing these stories and of their lives. I mean, men and women. I met a woman truck driver who had a whole bunch of kids, and that's what she did for a living. You know, it was awesome. People from Australia, Malaysia, United States, everything. In that, I also met my husband, love of my life. So that kind of spurred into, you know, telling stories and stuff like that. I would take notes. And then finally I decided, you know, well, let me just put together a book. And here I am.
Oh, my goodness.
Like
10 years later.
Yeah, 10 years later. So those stories culminated into this book. My question was, how did you get it organized in your head with so many friendships and things?
Well, what I did was the book is only about one certain friendship, okay? And it's about a woman who's middle-aged. Her husband is too busy to take care of her, and she's got three children, kind of sort of based on the way I was. But then it goes out completely into fiction. Like maybe the character is a little bit reflecting me, but then it goes out completely, and she has this triple love life. She has a lover in California. She has a lover in Toronto area, and so she's kind of juggling everything, and it's just wild, the story that goes on, and that kind of ends a little bit, I think it ends well. My husband didn't like the ending, but it's okay, he's a man, he don't like women stuff anyway, but the other stories, what I did was, actually, that's where my second book comes in. It's a story of that I heard in those days. I would take notes, jot them down, put them away, actually put them on my computer, jot them down, like, you know, put it on a Word document and just kind of put it away. And now I've developed my second story on that. And then I have another story about a Spanish doll. That's another convoluted story. That's the one I'm writing right now. So it's just, I just kind of put them away, not in my mind, but I do write notes so I don't forget about them. And I keep them on my computer, so.
I think that all authors, I think we all write notes.
Yeah,
I have a book that all the time. Just you guys, I know I'm old-fashioned like that, but I have a book and a pen, and I'm like, write it down real quick. Yes, it's old-fashioned. I know I should just type it into my iPhone, but I don't.
Yeah, I have a really good memory, so I remember a lot of things. And I think at a certain point, I just kind of type, it just comes up. And say, well, don't you have writer's block? No, I just... It just comes out, you know, it just flows.
Story, and then the characters tell you who they are and then what they want to do. And I think everyone complains about this, is that once we just kind of like let it flow, you start writing in your head, you have this organization of where everything is going. And then a character decides that it wants to take a side street and it'll join back up at a later date.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
It always does. And for some reason, you read that section, like, I hated it, but they took. And once you follow your character, it's good to go. Anyway, let me get back off of this, which I don't know. But so Toronto to Florida, how warm are you? How warm were you when you first got there?
Actually, it seems that every time I come to Canada, I bring warm weather. I don't know how it is, but I do. So right now here, it's something like 45, 48 degrees, something like that. And it's raining, like I said, so there's no snow, but I'll bet you the moment I leave, it's going to be cold and windy and snowy, and it's going to go below zero and the whole nine yards. So when I'm going to go back to my Florida, I'm good.
You bring cold weather.
Right. Okay.
And literally, we're the opposite.
Cold and rain.
Yep.
It was very cold. We went to California, went to Los Angeles one time. We on some radio shows and stuff. It has not rained as much.
Same thing in Las Vegas, and I'm sorry, when we came down for y'all in Florida, same thing in Florida. It's cold.
Yeah.
I'm so upset about this. But anyway, let's get off the weather real quick. So you said your third book is going to be about a Spanish doll. Do you want to give us any hint?
It's basically this middle-aged man falls in love with a young girl who's about to be married. And they start this relationship, and he kind of lures her in by giving her the Spanish doll. And Spanish doll she collects dolls. So once they were talking once, and she's like, she mentioned that she was collecting dolls, and he goes, oh, next time I come from Spain, because the story is set in Italy. Because I'm Italian, so the story is kind of set in Italy. And so she's working to make money to get married. Okay, she's only going to be working for those few months, the summer months, when all the tourists come in and all that. So he's a businessman. He's from Spain. So he comes into Italy because he's trying to open up one of his branches for his business in Italy. So he sees her, and he falls for her immediately. She doesn't quite get, but then after they do kind of fall for each other, and they start this relationship, and she still gets married, but the Spanish doll is the symbol of their love, so to speak, that he stopped there and said, here, I would love you. Here's a beautiful big Spanish doll. The doll is like 2 feet long, and I do have the doll, personally. I have a doll like that. So I kind of... inspiration from the doll, and I made up the story. So.
Oh, I was like,
I do have it. I do have it. Let me show you. Here, this is my doll right there. See it?
Oh my goodness, that's so tiny.
It's 2 feet long and 3 feet wide.
Oh my word!
Wow. Okay, so the next time I'm in Spain, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a beautiful doll.
Which I'm hoping will be this summer.
So anyway, where can people find you online? Because unfortunately, we're at the end of our interview.
That's fine, I know. That's sad. Well, you can find me at www.joannesbooks.com. And the handle Twitter is @JoannesBooks. And Facebook, same thing, Joannes Books. LinkedIn, Joannes Books. Instagram, Joannes Books. It's all pretty much.
Yeah, that's all Joannes Books.
Joannes Books. Right. So... and that's it. And you can send me an email at joannes_books@outlook.com.
Okay.
I'm always available.
Go figure. I'm Winona.
And I'm Jade. And we are your ladies. You can find out everything that your ladies are doing on andwethor.com. Thank you, Ms. Fisher, for coming in and being in the women's cave with us. And as we always say, you guys, wisdom is